time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B.'s Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. On today's show, it's on my series, Awesome Animals, and boy, do I have one for you today, because, you know, you talk about genus and species names, well, you know you have to be a cool animal if your name is Mephitis Mephitis, so you get both genus and species to be the same, and that animal can only be the one and only Eastern Striped Skunk. And right away, most of you go, I'm turning this off, skunk man. This show's going to smell. Get it? A little joke there. Anyway, well, you know, he gets a bad rap. I'm going to tell you right now, the Eastern Striped Skunk is a beautiful creature. The next time you get the opportunity to see one, take a look at the colors. They are spectacular. This show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. And I'm going to give you a number of, I guess, Eastern Striped Skunk stories. And I'm just going to call him the Striped Skunk for now because he and I are personal close friends. And the way I know that is when I first moved into the home that I'm in now, every night when I would come home, I was using the front door at that time, and his den was close to the front door. And there were many nights that I would meet him on my front stairs. The first night was almost cartoon-like where both of us, our eyes just like bulged out. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then after that, it was he'd be there. He'd see me. I'd slow down. He'd slow down. I'd let him walk away. And I'm not joking. Even if he was on my like my front porch and he would just walk down the stairs, not walk right next to me, but pretty close to me and just walk away. And, you know, it was almost like the gentlemanly thing to do, but it was pretty neat. Now, let's go into a little bit about who is this guy. He happens to be in the weasel family. Obviously, you know that he's got a scent gland. He has white and black stripes down his back. And that's where a lot of the beauty comes from. And if you look, he's got this little white cap on his head. So you actually look at that coloration. And he's got these large claws because his claws are great for digging. You know what? I'll come up and, be outside. I am the morning guy. I'm in the studio always early to do these recordings. And when I am in front of my home early in the morning, sun's breaking, I look outside and I can see where I'm outside. And you see something that dug on the front lawn. Well, it was a skunk last night. And he's digging grubs. And people say, well, you got grubs in your lawn. Let's spray chemical. Nah, I'll let my skunk eat them. What do I care? So he gets some food. He gets food, and I get a clean lawn, so that's a cool thing. Now, based on what I just said, you could tell that he is nocturnal, so he's up at night, and that's not me because I am asleep at night, and he has many habitats. He loves the woodlands. He loves the forest. He loves the grassy plains, so he's got this range all the way from Canada to northern Mexico, and except for a few parts in the southwest, he's there, and they do not hibernate. So that's a key thing. And with a skunk den, when they are digging the den, because again, with those big claws, they can dig very well. They'll have up to 5 entrances. The one, and I will talk to you because you see, I'm sure you've heard of the dog whisperer, the horse whisperer. I have been the skunk whisperer. We actually filmed an episode, really cool thing. And I'll talk more about that later on. But where he lived right outside my front garage door, he had 2 entrances there. So you always, it's like the security of being able to get into your home as quick as you possibly can. And that's what all those entrances are for. Well, the males of the family, they are much larger than the females. And it's funny, they do communicate with low growls. And sometimes they have these bird-like chirping sounds. And many of you would not even think that a skunk was making the sound. You say, oh, it must be a bird up late at night. And it's there. Well, here's the deal. The female has a litter of 2 to 10 young, and they stay with the mom for a few months. And some of the photos, you can always check my photos out. You can go to the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure Facebook fan page. You can, again, if you have any questions, you could always tweet me at Joey B News. That's J-O-E-Y-B-E News. And you'll see a lot of my photos. And one of my photos I put up there was a mom and two of her young on my front lawn. Just, you know, I have these beautiful picture windows, southwest home. And maybe 10 feet from me, because it's early in the morning, the light is just breaking. And I've taken some photos. Once again, they are some really beautiful animal. Now, one of the concerns we need to understand with them is with rabies. Out of all the wild animals or the animals that may, you know, inhabit close to our homes, there's a large rate of rabies with them. Now, they don't have a lot of predators because, hey, would you want to eat their scent gland? Well, not really. And the one guy I know who likes to feast down on them is the great horned owl. And it's funny, we got one great horned owl, you know, in my neck of the woods here, so to speak, because when I call out, you know, I always do my barred owl call because I can do that with my voice. Hey, pretty cool deal. And I want to do my barred owl every now and then, get some bard to call, some screech to call back. But I get the great horned owl, so I guess he is keeping my skunk population in check. Also, some of the eagles, they will deal with the scent gland. And you know what? Whether it's, you know, that this aroma of the skunk or not, let's go to something that's more pleasant. And let's talk about food smells and things that, like, you know. And grew up in a big Italian family. Aunt Julia and Uncle Al lived across the street. And every Sunday morning, my Aunt Julia and Uncle Al would be putting on a pot of gravy with some sausage and some meatballs. And there was hot peppers in there. And, you know, windows are open and I could just smell it across the street. And I would say, hey, Mom, Aunt Julia's calling me. And I would go across the street and my nose would just follow the scent. Well, it is the same thing now on the opposite side of that spectrum with the skunk. And, you know, even if he's not out there spraying with his musk gland, he actually, there is an aroma to it. I'll be honest, when they lived outside my garage there for a short period of time, I'd open the door. As soon as the door opened, you got that waft of that smell. So, you know, he was pretty aromatic, would be a good one. Well, going back, they have five toes on each foot. And again, it's great for digging. They have those sharp claws. And they're omnivores. They love insects. So we can call them insectivorous. You know, when I say vegetables, they're a green plant type of thing, you know, looking out in the wild, like worms. If they live near water, they love crayfish. So do I, by the way. Snails, salamanders, frogs, you know, and even turtle eggs. They will also go after some mice. So, hey, think about this. You've got a skunk near you. They're controlling the mouse population and some of the smaller snakes. So you've got that piece of the puzzle and their defense mechanism. Obviously, think about this. Defense mechanism, well, let's talk the western spotted skunk, and then let's go to the eastern striped skunk. Now, the western spotted skunk, they always, both species, what they do is they will warn you first. Now, watch how crazy this is. The western spotted skunk will actually do a handstand backwards, because that's how he sprays also. But he does a handstand backwards to say, excuse me, would you please leave me alone? And then you have the eastern striped who puts up his tail. And his tail going up says, excuse me, I am about to spray. And the example I can give to you, and please don't try this next story at home. Growing up, my good buddies, Bob and I were always together, and Danny and Mike. We're in Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, and we're backpacking up Old Rag Mountain. So we get to the top of Old Rag Mountain. The reason why it's called Old Rag, when you look from the bottom of the mountain, it looks like these big piles of rags on the top, big piles of, you know, like a pile of laundry type of thing, and they're humongous rocks. So we set up our campsite. We are sitting out on one of the rocks watching the sunset. Spectacular. Again, you know, when you're like 20 years old and you're checking things out, it's nothing better than this. And while we're sitting there, a skunk pops out of the rocks. And Mike, a little wild man of a guy, starts screaming and skunk moves away. And 5 minutes later, another skunk pops out. And Mike screams, chases him away, and thinking he's the same skunk. And in a matter of like, I don't know, 20 minutes, skunks were popping out everywhere. And Mike started to chase one of them. And he's running, and the skunk is running away from him. And then the skunk just puts on the brakes, puts up his tail, and Mike runs the other way. And I am not joking. For maybe the next 20 to 40 minutes, I have no idea we all were chasing skunks, and the skunks were playing the game with us. And they would run around, and they'd stop, put up the tail, stop, put up the tail, stop, put up the tail. And the game lasted for, I don't know, whatever, say it's 20, 40 minutes. And all of a sudden, the skunks started to disappear. I guess we tired them out. Not once did they spray us. Please don't try this. This was probably the one and only game you could. And then that night, I'm in my tent, and I'm sort of asleep. And all of a sudden, I'm on one side of the tent, and I could feel this thing rubbing its side on the side of my tent. And I look by the silhouette, and the silhouette, it's skunk. And I scream, get out of here. And his tail goes up, and I just didn't say a word. And he stayed there for 20, 30, 40, 50 seconds. And then his tail went back down, and he just walked away. So we need to be careful. People say they could spray from 10 to 15 feet. You don't want to be sprayed at all. You know, he has got that scent gland right under his large bushy tail. And, you know, people say, well, let's just, you know, if you get sprayed, you put tomato juice on it. All you do is smell like tomato juice and smelly skunk. It does not work. Well, in one of my episodes on Joey B TV, and you can always go online to joeybee.tv, Joey B TV, and you could see my comical episode of the skunk whisperer, because those skunks that used to live down the, my driveway from my garage there, they were smelling up the joint quite a bit. And I did teach them how to leave. I actually got them to leave. And there are humane ways of doing this. I'll show you a really cool way, by the way. And I also show you, if you do get sprayed, what is the real remedy? So for those of you that have skunks near you, if you're a hiker, you're going to come in contact with a skunk. If you're a backpacker because you're out at night, let's put it this way. Fisherman, doesn't matter. In the outdoors, you're going to have an encounter. So you may as well know what that remedy is too. And you also may as well know how to get rid of them if they happen to live near you too. Well, one of their warning signs, also the eastern stripe, is they will stomp their feet a few times too. So yeah, you've got a couple different signs that are going on. And he's saying, it's almost like, hey, a rattlesnake, he rattles his tail, and he rattles his tail to basically say, excuse me, I'm here, don't step on me. I also did an awesome animal adventure. One of my shows is on rattlesnakes. One of my favorite. It's funny. Some of my favorite animals, people are like, what are you, crazy, skunks and rattlesnakes? Well, yeah, well, I'm in the wild with all these animals all the time. So, yeah, sort of get to love them, and that's what it is. But I don't go hugging rattlesnakes, and I don't go hugging skunks, but I do like them, that's for sure. And we film a lot at the Turtleback Zoo. And at the Turtleback Zoo, they've got a couple animals inside there in the educational center, and one of them is de-scented. And even, by the way, even though you take the scent gland out, there's still a little bit of an aroma to him. And he's this big old, he's an old guy, an old chubby eastern stripe skunk, and I've held him many times. And just a really, I mean, very docile, gentle animal. And I'm sure you know that this show is brought to you by Tranquility Mountain Backpacks. And have you seen the new Joey B Signature Series? If not, go to TranquilityMountain.com, and this is where adventures begin. So here's my other cool skunk story. So last summer, I get a phone call from my buddy Sal. You know, we've been close for many, many years. And Sal says, you got to go over to my father's house. He's got a skunk in a cage. And I go, what about you? He goes, well, I'm golfing. I said, so call your brother Maurice. He goes, he's golfing with me. I go, why me? He goes, you're the guy who knows how to take care of animals. Even if we were home, we would have called you up. So I go over to Sal's dad's house. He's one of the gentlemen who had come over from Italy, broken English, but homemade wine, just a homemade super sod. His dad, Pasquale, is like one of my greatest friends. Actually, he cuts my hair as well, so close with him. And so I go over there. And Pasquale was trying in his vegetable garden, and he has got one of the greatest vegetable gardens in the history of the world. All fenced in, hole dug underneath, because a groundhog dug the hole because the groundhog was very interested in getting into his garden. And I have done awesome animal episodes on groundhogs, and you know, I tell you some cool things about them. And one of the things is groundhogs climb well. So why did the groundhog? Why didn't he just climb over the fence? Because people always tell me, "Oh, groundhogs can't climb." And I go, "Oh, look at that groundhog over there." I had groundhogs climbing onto my teepee with pole beams on it, and he'd be like 3 feet up munching on them. So you can't tell me, knowing that he'd climb, he'd just hang out up there and munch away. But anyway, going to Pasquale's garden. So he dug this, or the groundhog dug the hole under the fence, and all of a sudden, well, we know skunks dig well too, but it was the groundhog who did this. All of a sudden, the skunk went into the garden, goes into the big cage, because all Pasquale wanted to do was to relocate the groundhog, just catch him and, you know, take him out into the woods further away and just get rid of him, let him go. So I go over there, and there's this big hole. And I mean, I was talking about the one at the zoo. This guy was bigger, chubbier, and you could tell me that he was sort of on his last legs. Because older skunks, and I used to have one who used to break all the skunk rules. He used to walk through my yards, you know, we say nocturnal. And he'd start coming out at 4 o'clock, and he'd come out at 3 o'clock. And then he was gone, so obviously that skunk passed on. But, you know, so this guy's in the cage. And it's my job now to go over to the cage. This is what Pasquale wants me to do. Go over to the cage, open the cage, and let him out. So we set up one of my TV cameras because I figured, hey, I should be filming this when I get sprayed. So I will, you know, come close to the cage, and I just started to talk to him. And you could just see that he was very docile. And just, you know, have a little casual conversation, me and the skunk, and we're chatting. And I'm walking over to the cage, and it's, you know, the save trap ones where you just pull up one side or the other side. So I'm pulling up one of the sides and trying to get it to stay open in the front so you could just basically walk out. And it slams closed. It just drops down, bang. And all of a sudden his tail goes up, but his tail can't go all the way up because he doesn't fit in the cage so well. So I realize he can't raise his tail all the way, which means he can probably spray a decent, but he's not going to get off this great old spray. I don't want to get a little spray, I mean, never mind a big spray. So I once again began my conversation with the skunk, and I just chatted with him, and I was able to get a little piece of wire from Pasquale because I figured once I raised this up and just a little wire just held it open, made sure it stayed open, we would just back up a bit and let the skunk go. Well, I did exactly what I just told you. I backed out, waiting for the skunk. And then I realized, hey, it's afternoon. It's probably 80 degrees and humid. He's in the shade because this part of the sun moved past. And he's in a little bit of shade in the garden. And he's just probably as comfortable as could be. Door is open. He lays down and just relaxes. And I'm like 5 feet from him now just chatting with him. And he just could care less. And, you know, I waited there for about an hour, and I just said, hey, Pasquale, not for nothing. Leave the gate to your garden open. He's got the hole. Don't cover up the hole. And I left because it's like, what else could I do? The skunk was in comfort land, man. He's in a garden. He's in the shade. He's in a cage, so he's protected. So life didn't get better for him. So the next day I called over, and Pasquale said, yeah, it took a couple hours, and then he finally left, and he actually walked out through the front gate. Pasquale closed up the hole. Skunk never came back in, but, you know, that's what it is. So, you know, you learn a little bit about the science behind the skunks and what they do and, you know, the ecology of who they are. And then you hear these cool stories and you realize that the Eastern Striped Skunk is a friend of yours. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. That was awesome.